But I suppose that some of you do understand that we just have so many things that keep us tied down. And this was the first night we could break away. And I'm just so happy to be here this evening and be with you. Happy to see those that I know. And then again, so many new faces. I thank God for this church. I thank God for the friendship, the prayers, and the support of this miracle church.
Right.
Got to be miraculous for a church like this to raise $36,000 for missionaries, and all that the church of God could catch a vision.
Amen.
And would do likewise. We would be better off in this old sinful world in which we live. But so many are going to eternal death, and the church is sitting in ease in Zion.
Right.
And how we need to besiege the Lord, that He moves upon
Amen.
The hearts of His people, that we might have a broader vision of the need all around, just across the street and then across the world, how this world needs the gospel message. I thank God for you all, and I'm just confident that you continue to pray for us
Amen.
Always. The Lord's been blessing us.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
We've been... You know how it is, brother, sometimes like that, and most of the time down there. So,
I've read that chapter before.
Yes, sir. Going through it many times too, huh? And, it's been a heavy load, and yet the Lord has seen fit to kind of raise the burden. So
Amen.
Lift the burden. He's been blessing us. Souls, we've never seen, or we had never been able to reach more souls for the Lord than these last 6 months.
Amen.
We praise the Lord
Amen.
For it. We thank the Lord for your part you had with our church, and most of it was your effort on newspaper evangelism, on the Spanish message, what Four Things God wants you to know. And I want you to know that it was a blessing. We had many calls, we had many letters, many solicitudes for the written material we promised. And then a couple of months later, we went ahead and published the same message in a Spanish chronicle here, La Cronica. And also, it was a blessing, and it coincided with our revival with heaven. And we thank God for those opportunities. And we have reached out as we have never reached out before. And thank you for your part you had in that outreach of newspaper evangelism. 711,000.
Amen.
And then I don't know how many other thousands we printed on that Spanish newspaper. And of course, through our radio ministry, we continue to reach people. They continue to call us Sunday upon Sunday. We're looking forward to being 15 minutes on Saturday and another 15 on Sunday on the new Kuka station. You pray
Amen.
For us that we'll
Amen.
Be able to get Amen. The message to our people. Our girls went to camp last August, and the Lord took a hold of their hearts, and in the last 4 months, I believe they've won about 600 souls.
Praise the Lord.
And I thank God for that. Amen. Then we have some men in our church, and they go street preaching on Sunday afternoons and right on Houston Street in Navarro. And oh, they'll jeer at them and tell them many things, but they continue to preach
Amen.
The word right
Amen.
On. We've had some people come to church because of street preaching.
Amen.
And we thank
Amen,
God for
brother.
That. And of course, the Lord's been good to us. We have, of course, in our church housing right now, the Bilingual Baptist College. That's another blessing, another outreach, an opportunity to train young men to go out into. We have a man from Mexico and another from San Salvador, El Salvador, and then tremendous young men from Puerto Rico. And this is just the beginning, I believe.
Amen.
The Lord will continue to bless. And then we're trying to establish a language school, and I have accompanying me Brother George Abbott, he's missionary to Mexico, he's right now with us as in our church learning the language, and he might need a better teacher than what you're seeing, but we're doing our very best. In a couple of weeks, we'll have another man from Houston coming in to study the language, and then yesterday we had a call from Kentucky. Of a man was inquiring about our language. It's not a school in all its fullness, but we're trying to establish something to help our people. And the missionaries going to Mexico and want to learn the language here in the state. So you pray for us, because that's just another thing that's keeping us busy. And then we're having classes three nights a week besides all the other activities. We thank God because, as I said, He has enabled us to just go all out on the outreach in these last 6 months, especially over 10,000 tracts we have distributed.
Amen.
In the last 6 months. And just so many things. God's blessed our bus ministry too. We have five buses. We won't make one out of the five, but we're running about three most of the time. And, but we have a shoddy bus ministry, but it's a going. Those girls have brought those buses just to the brink, and just children just propping out the windows. And we just thank God for that. Our Sunday school coming along just fine. And our services, we just this last Wednesday, we saw a beautiful picture. Full house Sunday morning, full house Sunday evening,
Amen.
Full house Wednesday night.
Amen.
And Lord's given us souls, and we've been baptizing
Amen.
Some people.
Amen.
My, the Lord's being good.
Amen.
Something
Praise
to
Lord.
Rejoice about.
Amen.
I just want to let you in on a little blessings and what you're having a little part on.
Amen.
And you continue to pray for us because it's very important. Middle of February, we'll have our sixth missionary conference.
Amen, brother.
And, oh, I wish you could be with us one night, brother. I'll let you in on the dates and see if you can be with us one night. We would look forward to that. And pray for us. It'll be the second week of February. And that the Lord will just give a broader vision to our people. And I feel so much at home here.
Amen.
I feel the love of God, and I can see the God's love is colorblind, huh?
Amen.
And I thank God for that.
Praise God.
And I just feel so much at
Amen.
Home. And just feel your love and concern for our work, and especially for our family personally. So I want you to pray for us. Remember to pray for us always. We feel that there are greater things in store for us. I believe
Amen.
The Lord's going to do something. Finally, it takes a long time, brother, and we have to pay a pretty high price. It's
right.
not. It's nothing. It's no sacrifice. But from a human standpoint, sometimes we get discouraged. We feel that is it worth it? I mean, will they ever come around to appreciate the Lord and appreciate the work of God
right.
and love the souls? And yet, I believe after so many years and patiently waiting. The Lord is sending the letter right
now. Amen.
He is giving some precious glory. We rejoice in it. Amen. We know that the Lord doesn't want any souls to perish, but that they might come unto repentance. Some think that the Lord has tarried more than his due, but no, he's not tarrying. He's just waiting that we might just reach out to some more souls before he comes, before the trumpet sounds. And I kind of feel like there's a sensation in the air that the coming of the Lord is so close.
Amen.
So we must do what we must do quickly.
Amen.
Before a certain time. And that we might just be found faithful before the Lord when it's roll call time.
Amen.
I'm no singer, Brother Kendall. But I'm going to try and sing
Amen.
One verse. Okay?
Amen.
And I'll just sing
guitar,
I'll just sing it in Spanish. So if I make a mistake, you won't know. Well, some of you. So then are you, okay?
Amen.
22 in Europe, I believe I saw it. 22, yes. Listen to the words in Spanish. Some of you will understand it. And then we'll sing a couple of verses in English after I sing a couple in Spanish. Okay, and we'll sing the same, but in English. All right. A trabajar os manda por el mundo. Sin recompensa, fama o sostén, para aguantar las luchas y las burlas. A trabajar os mando yo también, como el Padre me así os mando yo a predicar, os mando por el mundo a proclamar a esclavos libres.
libertad para anunciar el grande evangelio hasta el morir os mando yo también. As the Father has sent me, so send I you, so send I you to labor unrewarded, to serve and pain and love and sword and all.
Love you.
Love you,
and
brother.
You continue to pray for us.
Amen.
Brother, would you let me present Brother George?
Yes,
brother.
Yes.